The Pigs and Peaches Festival is happening up in Kennesaw. It's a barbecue festival, as you might imagine from the name.
At least you'd hope so.
That's right. And, of course, we love our pork here in the South. And this is a sanctioned barbecue competition.
Sanctioned?
Yeah, it's sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And so there'll be people coming from all over to make their barbecue and put it before the judges. And as a matter of fact, it's officially not for the public to taste all of the competition barbecues, but many of the people who will be there making barbecue to be judged will also be offering barbecue for the public. So there'll be plenty of barbecue for you to taste. And really, it's just enough for me to be there and smell that barbecue.
And like Grandma says, you won't leave hungry.
That's right. There's a lot of other things going on as well. They'll have things for kids to do. They'll have inflatables and things like that. And they're also, this year, they're going to have a kickball tournament.
Ooh, kickball.
It's called Kickin' Pigs. And it's a recreational co-ed kickball and cornhole tournament as well. They're going to be signing up teams in advance and all of that. So, you know, you could come and compete and do something a little fun for the afternoon on Saturday. It starts at 6 o'clock Friday night, and then it'll go on all day on Saturday. And that is happening in Kennesaw at Adams Park.
Alex Cohen first fell in love with roller derby in Austin, Texas, several years ago while reporting a story for NPR on the sport. Shane, over the past several years, roller derby has been spreading across the country like wildfire.
Yeah, it really has. We've had it right in Atlanta for a while now, and Marietta now has their own roller derby team out there. They're going to be doing this in Marietta this weekend. And the names are one of my favorite part of roller derby.
Because sport or not, this is still all about entertainment.
It really is. And they really have a lot of fun with the names. There in Marietta, they have Jimmy Slendrix. Yeah, and Donna Blitzen.
Oh.
And my favorite, Tara Hedoff.
Very creative. I like that.
Yes, I love Tara Hedoff. That's an awesome roller derby name. And they'll be doing a doubleheader, actually, on Saturday. It starts at 4 o'clock, and admission is $15. For younger kids, it's $8. But it's a really good deal for an evening of some unusual fun, something you might not think of doing. And that's happening at the Cobb County Civic Center.
Shane, Over the Rhine is the musical partnership of a husband and wife, Linford Detweiler and Karen Bergquist.
They've sort of been this under-the-radar musical act. They've never really broken through big time or anything, but they have a very loyal following, people who anxiously await their new releases. And actually, they have a brand new one called Meet Me at the Edge of the World.
Lead it in the lines around a smile. Body's motion comes to rest when we are at last called home.
The best thing I think about Over the Rhine, though, is Karen Bergquist's voice. She has a phenomenal voice. They're just a terrific duo together, and they've been known to put some of their own personal issues into their music as well. They've been very forthcoming about some of the troubles they've had as a married couple working together, which, you know, I can imagine would be a difficult thing to do.
When you're always with that partner.
That's right. And I think that just adds this extra little edge to everything they do.
And it's probably a form of therapy for them.
Yeah, I think it probably is. And Over the Rhine is playing two shows here in Atlanta this weekend. They're playing Friday night at Eddie's Attic in Decatur. And then on Saturday night, they'll be playing as part of Eddie Owen Presents out at Red Clay Theater in Duluth.
Shane Harrison, thank you so much for another week's worth of budget-friendly events. For more information about anything we've talked about this afternoon, visit us at wabe.org/citycafe.